Hello everyone, welcome to English Digest. This is Tiffany.
And this is Pat. Hi, how are you doing?
Alright, so it's a really special month this time. We have the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Yeah.
Have you ever celebrated?
This is the Moon Festival, right?
Yeah.
It's known as the same thing? Okay.
Yes.
I've done a few things. I've certainly looked up at the moon on Moon Festival Day, although I haven't pointed at it because I don't want my ears to fall off.
That's true. Apparently, it's pretty rude to point at the moon, so.
Yeah, so I make sure I don't do that. I've also had my fair share of barbecues on Moon Festival Day. Apart from that, what else do people do?
We also eat mooncakes. Have you tried those yet?
Yeah, I think that there's some with no meat in, right?
Yeah, there's usually like a red bean.
Yeah, I've had a few of those. I mean, I guess people will get together with their families, but I'm not really doing that myself. But yeah, I've definitely enjoyed, you know, having some food, having a day off, and just enjoying the atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely.
So today we're going to start off by finding out a bit more about the Mid-Autumn Festival, so we'll read through the article and then get back to discuss some of the English in it.
The Mid-Autumn Festival, also known as the Moon Festival, dates back to the Shang Dynasty, when moon worshipping was believed to ensure a good harvest. In the Tang Dynasty, the Mid-Autumn Festival became an official celebration. People then started to appreciate the moon by holding banquets. The tradition of eating mooncakes began at the end of the Yuan Dynasty, when Zhu Yuanzhang utilized mooncakes to deliver hidden messages to start a revolution against the Mongols. After he came to power, he gave mooncakes away to his ministers as seasonal desserts. One of the most well-known legends about the moon centers on Zhang E. Her husband Hoi shot down 9 of the 10 sons to save everyone from drought and became a king. However, his position went to his head and he turned into a cruel tyrant. He acquired a potion that would make him immortal, which would cause his people even more suffering. To spare his subjects this fate, Zhang E drank it herself and she became a goddess living on the moon. People now make offerings to thank her for this selfless deed. In addition to appreciating the beauty of the moon with friends and family, there are other Mid-Autumn Festival traditions in Taiwan. Plenty of food is on offer, from various flavors of mooncakes to the modern custom of having a barbecue. The Mid-Autumn Festival is also the harvest time for pomelos. Eating pomelos represents praying for the young people in a family, as the word for pomelo sounds like the phrase, prayer for a son in Mandarin. Whatever you're doing to celebrate, make sure your Mid-Autumn Festival is a memorable one.
Hi guys, welcome back. So we've just read about the Moon Festival, and now I know a lot more about it.
Right.
So before we start looking through the article, let's just take a quick look at the title, because one of the words in the title also appears in the article, and that is the word worshipping. Okay. So here, this comes from the verb or the noun worship, okay? As a verb, it means to love and revere something in a religious way. And the worship as a noun means it is the actual reverence and respect you give to a religious figure. For example, we could say burning incense is a form of worship. That's using it as a noun. So in the title of this article, Worshipping the Moon at Mid-Autumn, here worshipping is used as a verb. In the first sentence of the article, which we'll get to in a moment, worshipping is being used as a noun, moon worshipping, the worship of the moon.
Right. Okay, so let's read our article. The article says, the Mid-Autumn Festival, also known as the Moon Festival, dates back to the Shang Dynasty, when moon worshipping was believed to ensure a good harvest. Okay, so here we see the phrase dates back to. It means something that happened a long time ago, specifically a certain time period. So for example, we see here that the Moon Festival's history goes all the way back to the Shang Dynasty.
How long ago is that?
I don't remember.
I'm going with several thousand years.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely several thousand years, but I'm not exactly sure of the date. All right, so, yeah, again, we see here that moon worshipping here, worshipping is a noun.
Mm-hmm. And this worship will ensure a good harvest. So the word harvest here is the amount of crops gathered in one season. So you could say this year's corn harvest was especially good. They harvested, because it can also be a verb, a lot of corn. It was a good harvest. And they want to ensure a good harvest by worshipping the moon. Ensure means make sure of something. So by worshipping, they are making sure that next year's harvest will be a good one as well. Because the Mid-Autumn Festival was originally a harvest festival, mm-hmm. like many old festivals in many cultures throughout the world.
Right. Okay, so next in the article we see, in the Tang Dynasty, the Mid-Autumn Festival became an official celebration. All right, so before it was just done, like, on any day, or before they're trying to harvest and stuff.
Yeah, people would just do it, kind of, because that was what they believed.
Yeah, and then now after, when we were in the Tang Dynasty, they decided to make this day an official day. An official means having authority or having someone who's in power approve of you guys doing something. Okay, so now they made an official date, says that, okay, here is the Moon Festival. Everyone has to celebrate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots of other official celebrations in other countries. In England, we have Christmas Day and the day after is both official holidays. They are government-recognized holidays.
Right.
The article goes on to say that people then started to appreciate the moon by holding banquets. So a banquet is just a big meal. And to appreciate means to be thankful or show gratitude for. So people are kind of saying, like, thank you, Moon. Thank you for helping us get a good harvest. We're going to hold banquets to show how much we honor you. And I think, I guess, they offered some of the food as well. Mm-hmm. They didn't eat it all. They offered some to the Moon and then ate the rest themselves.
Right. Okay, so let's continue reading. The tradition of eating mooncakes began at the end of the Yuan Dynasty, when Zhu Yuanzhang utilized mooncakes to deliver hidden messages to start a revolution against the Mongols. Okay, so Zhu Yuanzhang was a really pretty famous, I guess, emperor at that time. So what he did was he used these mooncakes and he utilized them. And utilize means to make good use of something. For here, we see that he used the mooncakes to hide messages inside of them because he wanted to start a revolution against the current government, which was ruled by the Mongols at that time.
Yeah, the word revolution here means the overthrow of one government and its replacement by another. So if you've got a government in power and they're not very popular, they're doing a lot of bad things, people are unhappy, they have a revolution. So all the ordinary people kind of rise up, they get weapons, and they kind of kick out the old rulers and bring in some new rulers who are going to be a lot fairer to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And through the history of the world is full of revolutions. People kind of saying, we don't like the way things are. We're going to change things. We're going to put someone better in charge. So mm-hmm. if you take the French Revolution, for example, the ordinary people rose up. They killed their king, killed their queen, chopped their heads off. And they said, okay, we're going to rule for the people with equality and brotherhood, and everything's going to be fair.
Right. Also, the American Revolution as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got rid of the British, got rid of my people, because my people were not very fair. In fact, probably 80% of the world's revolutions have been against the British.
Well, you guys are a powerful country.
We were. So, Zhuanzhang, is that how you say it?
Zhuanzhang.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He started a revolution. He overthrew the Mongols, who were a horse-riding people who came from Central Asia. And he came to power. The next sentence is, after he came to power, he gave mooncakes away to his ministers as seasonal desserts. So if you come to power, that means you take control. You kind of start being in charge. So you could say the KMT, the current government of Taiwan under Ma Ying-jeou, they came to power in the election of 2008.
Right.
And we also see the word ministers here. A minister in this case is an important political figure. So, for example, someone who's in charge of an area. It could be the finance minister in charge of money, mm-hmm. education minister in charge of the schools, or the foreign minister who kind of deals with people from other countries.
Right. Also, we can say the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. He's the most important prime, right. Meaning most important. So England, we don't have a president in England, but we do have a prime minister. He's like the number one guy in charge.
Right. Okay, so let's take a break and we'll see you guys later.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Eric。欢迎收听 English Digest。今天的课程是要介绍中秋节这个大家都很熟悉的节日。那它的英文我们可以说 The Mid-Autumn Festival 或是 The Moon Festival。那这一课的题型是篇章结构，就让我们来讲解一下如何选出正确的答案。一开始课文第一句就说到，中秋节可以追溯到商朝，也就是 Song Dynasty。那当时呢，人们相信祭祀月亮可以确保丰收。那接着就是第一个空格，那选项中只有一，那仍然在讲中秋节跟各个朝代之间的关联以及演进。那所以答案选一。In the Tang Dynasty, the Mid-Autumn Festival became an official celebration. 那中文就是指，到了唐朝时，中秋节已经成为了正式的节庆。那文意上自然衔接课文下一句， People then started to appreciate the moon by holding banquets. 意思就是，然后人们就开始举办宴会来赏月。接下来我们看到课文第二段， The tradition of eating mooncakes beganAt the end of the Yuan Dynasty, 意思就是吃月饼的传统起于元朝末年。那课文接着说， When 朱元璋 utilized mooncakes to deliver hidden messages to start a revolution against the Mongols. 中文就是说，当时呢，朱元璋利用月饼来传递隐藏的讯息，并借此发起革命对抗蒙古人。那接着就是第二个空格，那我们从选项中看起来 D 最能接续前文。那我们来看一下 D， After he came to power, he gave mooncakes away to his ministers as seasonal dessert. 那因为前面提到了朱元璋利用月饼来发起革命，所以我们第二个空格就要选 D， 在他掌权之后呢，那他就将月饼分送给他的大臣们作为节令点心。所以 D 选项中的 he 就是指前文中的朱元璋，那另外一个关键字就是 mooncakes。 那因为前一句才讲到，那第二段就在这边结束了，那整段就是在介绍中秋节吃月饼的起源。
Okay, we'll take a short break and listen to some music. Hi guys, welcome back. Pat and Tiffany here for English Digest, talking about the Mid-Autumn Festival, or the Moon Festival.So before the break, we were talking about eating mooncakes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So how will we describe a mooncake?
I would say it's like a little small, I guess, pie.
Mm-hmm.
And inside there is, you can have red bean filling,
okay.
Green bean filling, and sometimes they put like egg yolk in the middle.
Egg yolk?
Yeah, so you get like a taste of sweet and salty together.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, because the article says this guy, he hid messages in them. So I'm trying to think, how can you hide messages in these things?
Well, maybe they baked it with the paper. I don't think they probably like stuffed it in after they baked it.
Maybe he wrote it on a little piece of stone or wood or something.
Yeah, probably.
All right, it's an interesting idea.So we're now going to look at one of the other legends, one of the older legends about the Moon Festival. A legend, of course, is an old story. So one of the most well-known legends about the moon centers on Dang'e. We've mentioned legend, but centers on, that's a phrasal verb meaning is about. So if something centers on something, then it's the main idea of the story. So, for example, we could say today's lesson is going to center on the Moon Festival. That's our main topic.
Right.
So, this story centers on a woman called Zhang E.
Alright, so let's figure out what this story is. So her husband, Hou Yi, shot down 9 of the 10 sons to save everyone from drought and became a king.
So there were 10 sons?
Ah, I think according to legend, Chinese legend, there were 10 sons in the world before, and then Hou Yi shot all of them down.
Okay.
Because it was just getting too hot, right? People couldn't plant anything, they couldn't grow anything.
So that was why there was a drought. A drought means there's no water. You know, all the rivers have gone dry, and I guess if you have 10 sons, that's probably why there was a drought. Interesting.
So he decided to shoot all of them down except for one.
Which is why we've only got one now. Okay, so he becomes a king. However, as the article says, his position went to his head, and he turned into a cruel tyrant. So this is an interesting phrasal verb, the phrase to go to someone's head. Something goes to someone's head. What that means is that you become very proud, probably too proud, of something good that's happened. And you start to kind of change your personality and act in a bad way because you're so proud of something you've done or something you've achieved. For example, you could say, you know, well done, you got a good grade in your test, but don't let it go to your head. Which means, great, you got a good grade on your test, but don't show off about it. You know, it still means you have to study next time. Just because you got one good grade doesn't mean you'll always get good grades.
That's right.
So here, Hou Yi becomes very proud. He's like, yes, I'm the greatest. I shot the sons. I'm the king now. Which is obviously not good, because he turned into a tyrant.
Right, and a tyrant here is a ruler that is, he's very cruel and oppressive. Basically, his rule, whatever he says, everyone has to listen to, or he might get you killed, or he might do something horrible to you and your family.
Yeah, so we don't want that.
No more tyrants.
No tyrants, okay.
Right, so next in the article, he acquired a potion that will make him immortal, which would cause his people even more suffering. Okay, so he acquired or he got a potion, and a potion is a type of liquid that supposedly is supposed to have like special or magical or some kind of magical healing powers.
Yeah. They're more legends. I guess in the old days, like doctor's medicine, you could call it a potion.
Right.
Because people wouldn't have understood that it's just usually natural things that make you better. But there's lots of potions in stories, potions that make you strong, or potions that make you invisible, or potions that you drink it and you turn into something else.
Right. So yeah, we don't really use potion anymore unless you're talking about a story, a fictional story.
Exactly.
Okay, so he got this potion, and this potion would supposedly make him immortal. And immortal just means to never die, you will live forever. So, for example, we see this a lot in Greek mythology.
Yes.
Many of the gods are immortal, meaning they can't die.
Yeah. Now, it's an interesting word, immortal, because while it means you can't die, it doesn't mean you can't get hurt.
Right.
So the Greek gods in the stories, they could suffer pain. They just couldn't die from that pain. So it may actually not be great being immortal. Famous story is, of course, the vampire Dracula.
Ah.
He was immortal. He couldn't die, except for certain special ways. But he didn't really enjoy that. You know, he was kind of walking as this dead creature for hundreds of years because he can't die. So maybe being immortal is not always good.
Right.
But, however, in this case, if Hou Yi became immortal, he would be this cruel tyrant forever. And so Zhang E decides to do something about it. The article says, to spare his subjects this fate, Zhang E drank it herself, and she became a goddess living on the moon. So she became immortal. So we see the word to spare somebody something. If you spare somebody something, then you save them from something bad. So, for example, you could say, the rich man gave his food to the poor people to spare them from starvation, so they won't be affected by starvation. So Zhang E is sparing the people the fate of having an immortal, cruel tyrant ruling over them forever.
Right, and I think that's one of the reasons why, like, my parents say don't point at the moon because it's, like, disrespectful to Zhang'e.
Okay.
I remember hearing about that when I was little, so
right, now
I know the story.
Okay, and we also see the word subjects there, and subjects is anyone who is ruled, usually by a king or queen. So I am a subject of Great Britain and Queen Elizabeth.
Okay, so next in the article it says, people now make offerings to thank her for the selfless deed. And a deed means an action done with good intentions, or it could be a very brave and noble act, like what Zhang'e did. So, for example, we could say, James did a good deed and saved the old woman from getting hit by a bus.
And you can actually have evil deeds as well. A deed can just mean any kind of act. So, for example, you could say the criminal was punished for his evil deed. He stole something, killed someone, did something bad. So deed can mean bad. You've got to put an adjective in front of it. Here we have the word selfless, and selfless is the opposite of selfish. So Zhang'e did something good for other people, a selfless deed.
Right. All right, so let's continue reading. Next in the article it says, in addition to appreciating the beauty of the moon with friends and family, there are other Mid-Autumn Festival traditions in Taiwan.
Yep, and we see some examples in the next sentence. Plenty of food is on offer, from various flavors of mooncakes to the modern custom of having a barbecue. So we mentioned mooncakes before, and we also see this word on offer, or this phrase on offer. Here, the phrase means available. So plenty of food is on offer means plenty of food is available. On offer can also mean for sale at a cheaper price. So you might go into a store and you say, oh, look, these shirts are on offer. They're cheaper right now. We should buy one. So here it just means it's available, but it can also mean on sale or available for a cheaper price.
Right. So another thing we can do is eat pomelos, because the Mid-Autumn Festival is also the harvest time for pomelos, which is a type of grapefruit that has a really thick skin. And I think we see this a lot. Like, people might cut off the skin and then you could wear it on your head.
Yeah, I have seen a lot of kids do that. It's green, right? It's a big green fruit with a sort of white inside.
It's kind of difficult to peel, I think. But the fruit inside is actually sweet. It's not like a very sour kind of grapefruit.
Yeah, I did a bit of research on this. Actually, from what I've heard, a grapefruit may have been like a combination fruit between a pomelo and an orange.
Oh.
It's kind of like the seeds got mixed together and a grapefruit was what ended up growing.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, so a pomelo is like a really big grapefruit. So, eating pomelos represents praying for the young people in a family, as the word for pomelo sounds like the phrase prayer for a son in Mandarin. So, Tiffany, can you explain how this works?
Okay, so in Chinese, pomelo is youzi. So, I guess if you read it fast enough, it sounds like 保佑佑, like 保佑佑子, like protect your son, or, you know, bless your son or something like that.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. So here the word Mandarin, of course, just means Mandarin Chinese, the language that is spoken here in Taiwan as a first language.
All right. So whatever you're doing to celebrate, make sure your Mid-Autumn Festival is a memorable one. Because it's a time for you to just relax, hang out with family and friends, eat food and catch up. So why not make it a memorable one, meaning something that you can easily remember in the future?
Yeah, memorable usually is something good. So it's very easy to remember because you go, oh, those were great times. Like, you know, wow, that was such a memorable holiday. You know, we'll never forget it because of the great times we had.
All right, so let's take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看文章第三段在说什么。先看到第三段第一句。One of the most well-known legends about the moon centers on 嫦娥。意思就是关于月亮最知名的传说是在讲嫦娥。那从这句话我们就可以推论这一段应该是在讲嫦娥奔月的故事。那接着下一句说到，她的丈夫后羿射下了十个太阳中的九个，救了大家免受干旱之苦，而成为了帝王。那下面就是第三个空格。那选项中只有 A 最符合前后文。那让我们来看一下句子。 However, his possession went to his head, and he turned into a cruel tyrant.
中文就是说，然而他的位高权重让他冲昏了头，变成了残酷的暴君。那句中的关键字就是 possession， 那指的就是上一句的 king 这个位置了。那因为位高自然权力大，也让他冲昏了头，成为了暴君。那接着下面说到，他取得了会令他长生不老的药水，而这会使他的子民甚至更加的痛苦。那如同前面所说的，他是个暴君，那所以如果他执政越久，那人民就会越痛苦。那接着后面就是第四个空格，那选项中我们来看一下 B， To spare his subject this fate， 嫦娥 drank it herself， and she became a goddess living on the moon。 那答题的关键在于 this fate， 那指的正是前一句后羿长生不死的话，让人民更加痛苦的这个命运。那另外句中的 subjects 要注意，那并不是主题或是学科的意思，而是表示受到国王统治的子民们。所以呢，为了让人民免受此命运，那嫦娥自己喝下了药水，变成了女神住在月亮上。那这一句话就顺利的衔接下一句，也就是人们现在会供奉她，那以感谢他无私的行为。那所以嫦娥奔月的传说在这就告了一段落，让我们继续看下去。第四段说到，除了亲友共赏月亮的美之外呢，那台湾还有其他的中秋节传统。那后面就是第五个空格，所以我们可以推论接下来应该和台湾中秋节的传统有关。那选项中只有 C 比较有关系，我们来看一下。Plenty of food is on offer, from various flavors of mooncakes to the modern custom of having a barbecue. 那意思就是指有大量的食物可供享用，那从各种口味的月饼到近代流行的烤肉。那同时后面文章也说到了吃柚子这个传统。第四段说到，除了和亲友共赏月亮的美之外呢，台湾还有其他的中秋节传统，也就是亲友团聚来赏月，吃月饼、烤肉以及吃柚子。最后祝大家中秋节快乐，那务必要做到文章里面说的 Make sure your Mid-Autumn Festival is a memorable one.
Okay, so that's the end of today's article. We've been learning about the Mid-Autumn Festival or the Moon Festival.And that, of course, is this month. So whatever you're doing, whatever you decide to do, have a really good time. We wish you a very happy Moon Festival.
All right, so we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.